Trevor to your EVOR, Houston KUSDON, dictating for Dr. Mihir Alder. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Date of birth is November 8th, 1984. Primary care physician is Bakshi Daksha, B-A-K-S-H-I, space D-A-K-S-H-A, M-D. Located at 21901 Eureka Road, Taylor, Michigan, 48180. Phone number is 738-287-0290. Fax number is 734-671-2888. Second physician is Anita Patel, N-A-N-I-T-A, space P-A-T-E-L, M-D. Located at Henry Ford Hospital, 2799 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48202. Phone number is 313-916-8898. Fax number is 313-916-5575. Next physician is Dr. Dar, D-H-A-R. MD, who is the patient's rheumatologist, located at Detroit Receiving Hospital. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit. Follow-up period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, who is a very pleasant 26-year-old, female with a past medical history significant for systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, asthma, lupus nephritis, seizure disorder, heart murmur, and kidney transplant status post June 6, 2007 period. Patient came to cardiology clinic today for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient states that she is having some shortness of breath and productive cough of yellow and greenish sputum. She denies any hemoptysis. The patient states that she's been having this for about a couple of weeks. When she went to see her primary care physician, she was given amoxicillin and told to take that for 7 days. Period, since she has been taking the amoxicillin, she has been feeling better. Period. Otherwise, the patient denies having any chest pain or shortness of breath before the bronchitis was diagnosed, period. The patient states that she does have minor chest pain associated with every time that she coughs, period. Patient denies having had any symptoms before the bronchitis, period. The patient denied having any palpitations, lightheadedness, dizziness, some loss of consciousness, lower limb pain, or lower limb swelling, period. The patient is denying any other complications at this time, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, 1 lupus, 2 asthma, 3 nephritis, 4 seizures, 5 kidney transplant. Next paragraph, past surgical history, kidney transplant, June 6, 2007. Next paragraph, social history, no alcohol abuse or drug abuse, period. Patient lives with her mother, period. Patient is stable and not going to school, and stating she is mentally challenged at this time after seizures and having lupus and possible lupus cerebritis, period. Next paragraph, family history, negative. Next paragraph, allergies, methotrexate causes rash and neutropenia. Patient also has neutropenia from cytoxan, C-Y-T-O-X-A-N, and liver enzyme elevation from Zocor at high doses. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, Myfortic, dose unknown. 2, Medrol, 4 milligrams daily. Prograf, 4 milligrams twice daily. Plaquenil, 200 milligrams twice daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams twice daily. Caltrate D, 600 milligrams twice daily. Drizdol, 50,000 international units every day, every month. Again, that was Drizdol, D-R-I-S-D-O-L, 50,000 international units every month. Next number, Folbee, F-O-L-B-E-E, plus twice daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Sodium bicarb, 2,600 milligrams twice daily. Topamax, 50 milligrams twice daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 milligrams intramuscular injections monthly. Zantac, 150 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Nasonex spray. Iron supplements, 325 milligrams 3 times daily. Lidoderm patches, PRN. Tylenol, 3 PRN. Fish oil, omega-3, fatty acids, 1 gram twice daily. Buterol inhaler, PRN, multivitamin, one tablet daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. Vital signs on today's visit. Patient's blood pressure is 123 over 73. Pulse is 75, weight 200, height 5'5". For rest of physical exam, please copy and paste a normal physical exam template with the extended cardiology clinic physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. EKG done today. September 21st, EKG done today on January 25th, 2013. Showing a ventricular rate of 74 beats per minute. Non-specific STT wave changes. In leads 1 in AVL.
Can I check and hit yes?
Overall normal sinus rhythm with PVCs shown in leads V2 and V3. Next paragraph. Laboratory studies done on done on December 5th, 2012. Again, that was December 5th, 2012. Showing a high sensitivity value for an unknown electrolyte at 6.22. Obviously, electrolytes within normal limits, other than glucose, which was low at 63. Blood urea nitrogen creatinine ratio was 25 to 1.0, showing relatively normal renal function. LFTs were within normal limits. Cholesterol was at 169. Triglycerides 149, HDL 44, and LDL at 95. Iron function tests were within normal limits. CBC was within normal limits, with platelets on the lower end at 156. Platelet function tests were within normal limits, and the white blood cell and red blood cell morphology was within normal limits, and differentials were also within normal limits. There were no anti-double-stranded DNA antibodies detected, and complement levels were within normal limits regarding the patient's lupus status. Echocardiogram done on October 23rd, 2012. Conclusions, left ventricular size, wall thickness, and systolic function normal with an ejection fraction of 60%. There was trace to mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation period, overall indicating a relatively normal echocardiogram period. Next paragraph, DLCO pulmonary function tests done on October 23rd, 2012. Showed an FVC of 3.29, which was 84% of predicted value, FEV1, which was 2.41, showing 72% of predictive value, and FEV1, FVC ratio, again, that was FEV1, FVC ratio of 0.732, which was 85% of predicted value. Overall, it was fairly close to the February 21st, 2012, values, other than the FEV1 FEC ratio went from 90% to 85%, indicates an obstructive pattern, which goes along with the patient's previous diagnosis of asthma, period. Next paragraph, cardiogenomics, done on February 2nd, 2012, with the findings of cytochrome P2C19 was normal, cytochrome P2C9 was normal, VKORC1 was low, and CYP3A4 was normal, CYP3A5 was poor, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. One, lupus. Patient is known to have lupus, period. However, she's currently doing well in this matter and not having any symptoms regarding her lupus. And she continues to follow up with her rheumatologist, Dr. Dhar, D-H-A-R, regarding this matter, period. Her lupus is complicated with a nephritis instead of post-kidney transplant in 2007. She's following up with her nephrologist as well regarding this matter of her kidney transplant period. Most recent creatinine was 1.0, and blood urea nitrogen was 25, period. Next number, shortness of breath. Patient recently was diagnosed with bronchitis, having a productive cough with yellow and greenish sputum, as well as shortness of breath and minor chest pain associated with each time she coughs, period. The patient's chest pain, shortness of breath, and cough are most likely all related to the bronchitis, period. However, we have ordered a DLCO pulmonary function test to evaluate the shortness of breath. To determine if it is they're truly a lung cause or pulmonary etiology for the dyspnea, period. For the moment, we have advised that the patient continue on her amoxicillin, and we will follow up with her at the next visit regarding the dyspnea, period. The patient is also advised to follow up with her primary care physician and in this matter, period. Next number, bronchial asthma. Patient has a known history of bronchial asthma. However, she stated that she rarely uses her inhaler anymore. She's been doing fine up until this recent episode of shortness of breath with her bronchitis. We again recommended that the patient get a pulmonary function test, DLCO, to evaluate her pulmonary capacities and regarding the recent shortness of breath to assess whether there's improvement in pulmonary functions and whether or not the shortness of breath is that she's recently having is pulmonary in etiology. Period. We'll follow up with the patient on the results at her next visit. Period. Next number, seizure disorder history. Patient is a known seizure disorder history, and then, however, in today's visit, she denies any complaints regarding this matter. Period. We recommend that she continue following up with her neurologist regarding this matter, as well as her primary care physician. Period. Next number, valvular disorder. Her most recent two-dimensional echocardiogram showed that there was trivial mild regurgitation and trace tricuspid valvular regurgitation, as well as an ejection fraction of 60%, all done on October 23rd, 2012, period. Overall, this indicated relatively normal valvular function, period. As of currently, the patient is denying any symptoms regarding this matter. However, we recommend that she follow up with a primary care physician and follow up with us in 5 months regarding this matter, period. Next number, cardiogenetics. Patient had cardiogenic testing and showed that she had cytochrome P3A5 poor metabolizer. So we told her to present if she is to be started on any new medications regarding this matter. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Castillo, period. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We'll see Ms. Castillo back in 5 months' time in June, period. In the meantime, she's asked to continue to follow up with the primary care physician with a continuity of care, period. Next paragraph. Sincerely, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Houston, K-U-S-T-O-N, medical student, dictated for Dr. Mihir Elder, period. Thank you. This is the end of the dictation.